Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Thank you, NF Hero. About to become a lame duck champion. Roll us out of 2020 into whomever wins Playdio next week, as they will write our new theme song, and that will begin in January of 2021 as this year slowly creeps to an end.
As long as it's certified. They might protest.
Right, yes. Well, we'll have to have an electoral college involved.
Well, we've got the algorithm ready to go.
That's right.
It's going to mess everything up.
We also have a Trump-like leader that'll just go, screw you, we'll do this. I'm tired of it.
Which he's been known to do.
All right, here, listen. This is the video that was stopped, halted yesterday.
I'm not sure I want to see this.
Just hit play. I won't even have the sound up. I'll do the play-by-play. Here's Rudy standing at his podium behind a woman who's talking, pulls out the hanky, and he blows his nose in the hanky. Hanky's been blown into. Wipes his nose off, takes a look at the hanky just a little, folds it booger side up,
please,
wipes
no.
his hands very
over
the mouth. Over the mouth. Watch more. Watch. And why not get the forehead involved? He wipes his forehead with it.
And
then the eyes. And then he puts it back on, scrubs his hands, a little more booger juice. Look at that. He's like,
you know what it
back
is?
In the pocket. And let's talk about COVID.
Pretty sure, yeah, exactly.
And let's talk about the COVID virus and how we need to be safe and careful.
What a slob.
That's really beeswax. He used it as a lip balm.
He used it as everything.
Moisturizer.
Look at this. Blow. And that's an old hanky anyway. Blow, wipe,
on the
gander.
Outside,
look at what he does with his hands, Brady. Look at his hands.
Yep.
And he's fiddling around with it. It's on the mouth, and he's eating that. And then why not? Get some forehead in. Wipe those eyes and watch his hands right here. Watch his fingers. Watch this part. Watch.
He's getting it off his fingers.
Finger looking good.
Booger all over him. His hair was bleeding. This guy needs to be in an institution.
Yeah.
Is it my turn to talk yet? Because I'm covered in booger juice. Yeah. The amazing booger juice that I put all over my face is ready to go.
If that was a family member, how many facilities would you be on the horn with today?
Yeah, if that was my dad, I'm like, did you guys see dad on TV yesterday? Yeah. We got to get him off TV.
Come on. This is
something's
not
right.
Somebody has to step up.
Oh, the forehead wipe's the hardest part. Oh, God.
Brady can't even watch.
One eye, two eyes.
I've seen enough. I'd rather see an ankle snap.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, I think I might be with you because you can heal a broken bone. You can't go up and wash Rudy's face right away. You got boogers all over your face on TV. Look at that.
Rudy's
old,
lip balm is
look
just,
at that paused picture.
I see it.
No. Right now, look. The decrepit old face of Rudy Giuliani. This is all unraveling rather badly.
You know, he's probably been doing that for years. His skin looks good.
I'm 116 years old, Bertie. It's an amazing thing. Ergo, Richard, that I use booger juice for my facial creams.
Yeah, by the way, apologize.
For what?
Because you sent the link that you just sent.
I just sent it this morning. I sent you, and it sent the wrong Twitter thing. Because it'll do that. It'll occasionally send the photo. That's just a Photoshop picture.
Oh my
maker.
God. Ergo.
Ergo. I sent, for whatever reason, when you try to send these things sometimes, it'll send the entire tweet instead of just the part I wanted to send you. But yeah, either way, it wasn't a repeat, but it was worth it for you guys to see it for the very first time with me. I enjoy that. There's Rudy's Boogers. Rudy's Boogers.
Band name?
Rudy's Boogers is a good band name. Rudy's Bleeding Hair is a good
band. Rudy's Hanky.
Rudy's Bleeding Hair is a great band.
I like
Bleeding
Jeremy's
Hair
yesterday.
Is a good name.
Rudy's Truffle Butter.
Wait, too far, bro. Yeah, Truffle Butter isn't a good band name, but Bleeding Hair is. Bleeding Hair and Rudy's Booger Hands. But my dad used to have a hanky. Did your dad have... Hanky?
No.
Braggers.
Mine was never a hanky.
I'll just skip yours. I'll just skip yours. Your dad didn't hanky?
No.
My dad hankied big time. So gross. And he would offer it to you.
He carries Kleenex now. But he'll do that. That's work. I mean, I
he puts
I just
the
remember.
Paper in his pocket?
Yep.
Oh, he doesn't throw them out after each use?
Yeah, the last time I saw him.
He's recycling Kleenex.
No, I think he just grabs a handful of it and puts it in there. But it is more or less a bag of surprises, a pocket full of surprises.
See, Megan has Kleenex all over the place. And it's, to wipe drips. And you'll see them, every once in a while, there's one stuffed between the driver's seat and the console. I'm like, what's this?
Oh, that fell down in there.
Why wasn't it whipped out the window?
That's littering.
Litter then. You know what? Do it. And I throw it out the window and say, you, Greta Thunberg, booger rags do not belong in your possession. You're done with them. Throw them out there. That Kleenex will go away in like a day. It's not even bad for the environment. I think it's good for it. I think it's like a forest fire. I think it goes out, it disintegrates, it creates more. We compost, the earth gets a little bigger, I think is how it
There's
works.
There's not going to be an Indian with a tear coming down his eye at the end when you drive by.
And if there is, he can pick up the Kleenex and dry his tears.
Just like Rudy.
Yeah, just like Rudy, because it's an old snot rag. But tissues are reused is the worst. My dad used to
have them in the truck every now and then that are pot and like between
wads
Kirby
of used?
And, yeah.
Throw them out the window.
Well, no, I mean, this is after I'm parked. All of a sudden, I'm going through the car.
I'm talking to them.
And they're there in the side pocket.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh.
See, my dad.
It's Kirby.
My dad would use the extra, napkins and stuff from, fast food and stuff and put them in. But he would throw them away. But he would have, a thing in the door panel full of them. So he never used the hankies,
full of them.
They make the car waste basket. I've seen those things.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Roll your window down, put one finger on a nostril, and blow one out. That's more sanitary. Oh, it's so gross. But Rudy's booger egg. My dad used to take his hanky and offer it to you. If you were...
In need.
In need of, you had a runny nose or...
Tourniquet.
A kid crying. Yeah, well, that, take your booger tourniquet. If I'm in that kind of trouble, any port in a storm. But I have a hanky. You've got... Or he would actually, notice you've got something on your face and reach into his pocket. You got something on your face. And he'd try to start. And I would just take the bottom of my shirt and wipe, usually a smudge or something, you're a kid, it's dirt. He wanted to rub that hanky on your face so bad.
And then were they,
monogram?
Eventually, and then piled in there in the sock drawer.
Mm-hmm.
See socks folded. And then the stack, hand towels, but they're hankies.
He would fold them. And they had DH on them. DH is booger towels. I'm like, what are you, royal?
These are nice.
These are nice booger towels. You know what I like is a good booger towel. And then I forget I have it. I reach in my pocket. I'm like, oh, good. I've got used boogers in my pocket. I can put that right back on my face and do it again. And there's Rudy's bleeding hair. I mean, the guy just had the worst day ever yesterday.
And the line where his glasses were that just wiped out
hair out.
It's like, what, did they dye around his glasses or what?
I want to see you work, so I'm not going to take these off while we do this. So I want to keep my glasses on while you dye my hair, and that's fine. Just, spray it on, make it nice and moist, so if I start sweating, my hair will bleed.
Rudy, there's a line.
The line is because I need to see what they're doing, because I can't take my glasses off. I can't trust.
Okay.
The last time I took my glasses off and let somebody dye my hair, they wrote Rudy in my hair.
As long as you're aware, sir.
Totally aware. That's why I wear the glasses, to be aware.
Most aware.
You have to understand something, Richard. I'm a very powerful man. People like to write Rudy in my hair a lot, so I have to keep my glasses on, make sure that, because I can't be caught off guard again. I don't want to embarrass myself on television.
Why would you?
I wouldn't want to go on TV with Rudy written in my head. That's embarrassing.
You've never done that.
No, good God, no. So I keep it classy. Anyway, well, let's talk about COVID. Everybody's all sick from the COVID. Why? What are you, germ freaks? I eat my own boogers. I wipe it all over my face. I'm COVID immune.
It's my mask.
It's my dead skin mask of boogers.
The person setting up that room was like, watch this at the thermostat. Crank it up.
Watch out. Hey, Brady.
What?
$100 is I can make Giuliani's hair bleed.
You can't make hair bleed.
Watch this.
You can't
Look
fix this
it.
Car, Spicoli.
It's his gushing blood.
That's a wow. How did you do that?
$10 says the Smales kid picks his nose.
$1,000 says his nose starts running from all this heat.
You're amazing.
Yeah. You give me $100. Watch this.
What is he going to do next?
He's probably going to blow his nose in something he keeps in his pocket. Rub it all over his face. Oh, it's the gross.
John, I thought I was the only one that survived the embarrassment of my dad having snot rag on him and offering out to other
people. To strangers.
People.
I remember when I got old enough to understand what was going on, my cousin Sean was crying.
And that was polite.
Oh, it was a nice thing to do. My cousin Sean was crying. I was like 8, and we hadn't seen each other for a long time. We're all separating. It's the last day. We're at the grandma's whatever. I don't know what the hell we were doing. And we weren't going to – they were going to Florida. We were going back to New Mexico or wherever the hell we lived at the time. And Sean's crying. My dad goes, oh, Sean, I can't watch you do this. He reaches in his pocket. Oh, I'm so good. Reaches up and he starts doing it himself because he knows. And I'm like, stop. Don't use that.
No.
And my dad's like, why? And I'm like, it's covered in your boogers. It is not. I'm like, what did you last do with that? Yeah, mind your mouth, you smartass. And he starts rubbing his dirty –
you know what? You're walking home.
And then her tears
–
oh, yeah, her tears are moisture that activate – The boogers.
They're
because they're dried in now. They're baked into the pie, but the boogers bring them back
rehydrated.
To life.
Imagine the beautiful crystals that would produce.
And poor Sean is sitting there with booger face.
Thanks, Uncle Dan.
My pleasure. That's what it is being little Lord Fauntleroy with my handkerchief.
John, don't talk to Bert about handkerchiefs. All Italians have them. That's what you use to wipe off the gun when you're done with it.
That's true. Those are more just
allegedly dish
towels. He's big on that. There's little towels nearby.
And so originally,
but you don't keep
the
gun.
No.
You throw the gun and the hanky in the river.
No, you leave the gun. You take the cannoli.
Oh man,
it's old school. Come on.
That's a great T-shirt. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Yeah, I didn't know that was part of the rules, but I don't know if I like cannoli that much. It's good, but...
Oh, my God.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli is, like, my favorite thing ever.
Johnny, somebody just sent us this. You know Rocky and Bullwinkle, right?
Heck, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he looks
Simon
just...
Simon Bar-Sinister.
Simon Bar-Sinister, yeah. They've been throwing that one around for a while. Rudy and Simon Bar-Sinister are almost the same guy.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
His,
well, that's when Rudy's normal hair. It looks good. Yeah. He looks younger, actually.
About the same height, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Simon Bar-Sinister's 2'7", so is Rudy.
Another
a lot of
setup.
People don't know that I am actually Simon Bar-Sinister, and I've been chasing that moving squirrel for a long time.
I want my money.
I want something out of this. I'm in disguise, you guys. You're ruining it. I dyed my hair with blood, and now I'm trying to find this
the
moving
blood
squirrel.
Of who?
We know who you are, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
Well, I thought my mask and my bloody hair would change the game, but evidently not. I covered my face in yellow boogers, and I made red hair out of it. I look insane. I'll catch that moose finally. Simon Bar-Sinister.
Boss, get over here. I got this spray. You're going to look like 10 years younger for this press conference.
Yeah, was Simon Bar-Sinister Rocky and Bullwinkle? Because that was Boris and Natasha.
Boris and Natasha, which you were part of.
Was Simon Bar-Sinister the guy that... like led them? I thought he was another thing. But I do like that he's with Rocky and Bullwinkle in this scenario.
Oh, no, no, no. Underdog.
Yeah. Underdog. That's right.
Thank you, sir.
You're humble and lovable, underdog. He bites the nickel. I don't know why people used to do that. They used to bite their coins to make sure they were real. Of course, then again, from
I'll
that generation,
out.
You wipe boogers all over your face as a gesture of kindness. Anyway, it's pretty fun to watch. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Our booger Facebook page, and have Rudy on there. But how is anybody still listening to him? I mean, honestly, I don't want to make it.
That's got to be the last one.
I don't want to make it a political thing. But if you're still on that team, I mean, come on.
Don, should if I you're do still, another you go, presser?
No, Rudy's getting, I mean, it's not fake news when you're opening all the doors to look foolish when Rudy's up there literally wiping boogers all over his bleeding hair. And at a certain point, you have to just step back and go, all right, my team's got flaws. We need to draft some new people.
Yeah. You're looking like the Jets right
now. You're pretty much you're screaming loudly that the Jets are going to the Super Bowl and they're 0-8.
It'd be one thing if Dak snapped an ankle and you had to suffer through this. But
that's not bleeding hair and booger face.
No.
That's just – this is just – you know when people say that? You got all over your face right now. Yeah, they say that when you look foolish.
Yeah.
You got to get Rupert Murdoch to hire your team.
Yeah,
Fox News, the original Fox News.
The new owner.
You're not wrong there.
No, not at all.
Guys, got an eye.
Yeah. And this is not, you know, a declaration of sides. This is the even – like, look, my Cubs can suck. And when Ben Roethlisberger went through his rape thing, I wasn't actually screaming out how proud I was of it. You know, you let it all work out in the end. But if this comes out the way I think, and if Ben went on TV, blew his nose in a thing, and then wiped his face, covered himself in boogers, and said, I didn't do nothing, and then got caught doing it, I'm like, okay, I can't support this.
Rudy's pressers are like a road trip now. Someone has to be there. Anyone got to go to the bathroom? Blow their nose? Right. Anything. Right. Before we go off
there. Got a lady who holds it in front of his nose. Blow, Rudy. I used to do this myself, you know. Well, you're not responsible with the hanky anymore, are we? Why do I have to hold that for you? Why? Because I wipe it on my face and I know it looks bad on television. So put your hands down and blow. It's a picture.
You don't have to go to the bathroom. When was the last time you went?
It's been a little bit, but I'll be fine.
You gotta go.
All right, fine. I'll stand in front of the urinal until I go. This is ridiculous. Rudy, what did we put in our hair? Ketchup, some dye. Why did we put ketchup in our hair?
Where the packets went.
My hair was all gray and I wanted to look younger, so I said I didn't have any hair. I thought I put some ketchup in there and then I blended it in them with some ink.
Rudy, people know how old you are.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I don't have to look that age. And the ketchup really helps, don't you think? Rudy, what happens if that ketchup starts running? It won't. I won't be up there very long. Plus, I've got a napkin. Give me that.
I give you that now.
That is not yours.
No more questions. I got to go make mud pies.
Right now, I have to say, Betsy was right. I have to pee. So first things first, I'm probably going to pee if you guys ask me too many
questions. Betsy, can I pee?
Second, my hair's about to bleed. And third, I feel really weak without booger face.
So since you asked the rationale behind biting a coin,
yeah,
as opposed to the widespread dissemination of gold-plated lead coins in the 19th century led a lot of people to start biting them because lead was much softer than gold, and it was a sensible test for counterfeiting.
Hmm. Wouldn't you just bite it once, and then next time you get that, you'd look for teeth marks in the gold from the last guy?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like if it's
like a chew toy.
Yeah, if it's bad, it'll have teeth marks in it.
Guy engineer,
like,
coin.
This one's got teeth marks. I'm not biting it again. I'll do it. I'll put anything in my mouth. I'm an insane four-year-old. I wipe boogers on my face. I have bloody hair from all the pies I made in the backyard. And also, I get to give speeches.
Hey, Rudy, how do you make a handkerchief dance?
Put a little boogie in it. One, two, three, four. It's very fun. But I'm in charge of stuff. I have a very important role. But if you want the recount to be real, you got to have Rudy go away because it's embarrassing at a certain point.
He might have lost a couple of clients yesterday.
I think he's got one. I only think he has one. The Rudy G impression is spot effing on. Hilarious. Well, thank you. It's not an impression. You know how you do it at home? You grab yourself a little booger rag, you snot yourself like crazy, and then you have the bloody hair and everything else, and the next thing you know, you're walking around as Rudy Giuliani.
Halloween 2021 can't get here soon.
Well, I'm not going out as booger-faced Rudy. People will ask questions. What are you? Remember last year, somewhere around Thanksgiving? A little Thanksgiving last year, a little bit after Halloween, but it was 11 months ago, give or take. And sometimes he turns into Colin Quinn a little bit, I'm not going to lie. They're almost all the same impression.
John, I got to ask. You think Dan ever tugged his horn into his
rag? No! You know, it's hard to make me sick. That did it. I have never thought of that. And usually
because
I'm the first
one to
think.
Because you know the answer.
What's the – yeah, because I know deep down Dan's like, I got nothing to wipe this off. I made a belly button reservoir, and I got no way. I'm not putting it on my shirt. Oh, yeah, my hanky.
Thank you, Dexter.
Oh, you bastard. Brady usually goes, who thinks of that? And it's usually me thinking, you know what he probably did. I've never thought of my dad's hanky as a jack rag. But of course. Of course it was.
So handy.
Yeah, handy indeed. Think maybe Rudy probably did that too. So that's also going on. It's a Rudy Bukkake.
It's very dusty, Rudy.
You can't tell when I'm crying and laughing because there's always moisture in my eyes.
Rudy cakes.
It's Rudy. Give myself a little Rudy cake.
So bad.
Rudy Bukkake. You know, if you took my hanky and put it in a skillet, you could make eggs. Just drain it. Get it wet. Wring it out. And you'll make
pie crust.
This weird pie crust. It's good, though.
Like those military eggs?
It's very good. Filled with proteins. Anyway, let's talk about COVID. I'm covered in boogers. I can't be. You can rub up against me all day long.
Be safe out there.
I'll tell you, it's a good way to avoid COVID, too. Put boogers all over yourself publicly, and nobody's going to get close to you. Seems like everybody keeps about 6 feet from me. I wear a mask, but it isn't like you think. It's just a booger mask. It's so gross.
You'd think you'd be looking around. Did someone turn up the heat here?
God, it's hot in here. Anyone else hot? Jesus Christ. What's going on? Is your hair bleeding? My hair is bleeding. It's so hot. Christ on a crutch. What are we on the sun here? No, my nose is running. Great. What a day.
Christ on a crutch.
Jesus Christ on a bicycle. Hey, can somebody turn? Give me a fan or something.
Those are my favorites.
Where somebody cut my hair wide
Christ
open.
Christ in some different.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bicycle.
Christ
a
on a unicycle. Hey, guy. Over here with a fan. Please, somebody can blow in my face. I didn't even know I had an artery in my hair, but there, let's look at me. I'm a disaster.
Christ on a riding mower.
Christ in a horse race. Jesus. We used to do that at Tony Roma's all the time because we had to manage this.
Would have been different activities.
Jesus Christ on a bicycle. And we'd laugh for hours. Like, what's that? So then we just started to insane things. Christ in a Shriners convention. Just anything. Just stuff that would come up. Anyway, well, now I can't go on with today. I know what my dad's hankies were for. I almost have to call him. Did you ever jerk off in one of those hankies you used to wipe my eyes every time you made me cry?
Just put this to rest, please.
Admit.
Oh, Dan would.
You never got pink eye, did you? Dan, well, then no.
Dan would admit it. Guy said, "Oh man, that got me. My dad had a hanky too. Sometimes it was crunchy."
Oh,
I'm going to throw up. Kelly, you and me are in the same boat, buddy. Oh God, damn it. I was worried about boogers the whole time. You know what? I'm still probably more worried about boogers. Isn't that weird? Like, if my dad had two things, I'm like, you got to wipe your... It was my moment in the movie Saw. It's like, you must wipe your face with one of the two things from your dad's pocket. And I don't know which is what. Boogers or this. I'll take the semen one.
You take the jack over the boogers? Yeah.
One's salty, the other's pineapple.
I would, because you know why?
Why?
It's like fruit and Jell-O.
Huh?
Like you get,
you'll
like,
take Jell-O over the fruit?
I'll take the Jell-O over finding fruit in my Jell-O. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're rubbing that, and you're like, oh, there's like a thing on my face. At least with the Jell-O, it's just... It's
you want
over.
Straight pudding. You want
I don't want tapioca. I don't want to find any tapioca.
Or rice.
There's nothing
pudding.
Worse than yogurt when you're like, oh, there's fruit in the bottom of this. So if I'm going to get it, I want it straight.
Smoothie.
I want a smooth one. I want a well-blended. I don't want either, but if given choice. Oh, my dad's stupid hankies. I'm sure. And then now I'm thinking about all the times that he dabbed my mom's chin before they went into the restaurant with it.
Secretary. Oh,
God. I mean,
well, if it was the jackrabbit, it'd be a little bit better than the boogers.
That's what he's doing. He's wiping her off before they come pick me up at the school recital because they were out in the car doing, you know, Oldsmobile.
Oldsmobile.
That El Camino was just.
Oh, man. How about a little mouth hug for we go in there and watch our kid tap dance?
It's his one and only tap dance recital.
I know. I'm going to need a BJ for this. I got a hanky. And then he coats mom and wipes off with that hanky. And then later, what'd you guys think? You got something on your face.
Ah, come on, man.
Christ on a combine.
Yeah. Christ on an international harbor. The boys tap dancing. I tap danced one day. My sister did tap dancing and everybody was praising her and she's getting trophied left the first day. Girl, touch me. Somebody touch me.
That's right.
You think I've been social distancing recently? I was 4 or 5 and somebody touched me. I'm like, I don't need this. And I left. I started crying and I left. My sister had a room full of trophies. I'm like, you tap dance, you get trophies? I don't get any. And everybody's like, look at all the trophies. We had to share a room. And her half of the room is just covered in
tap trophies.
In gold, man. She looked like an Aztec over there. I got nothing. I'm like, I want some of that. So I went down to Miss Pat's and I'm like, I want to dance.
I'll show you.
And on the first day, they're like, all right, put your hand on their neighbor's shoulder. And the girl put her hand on my shoulder. I'm like, I didn't know they were going to be touching. I'm out.
All right.
And I walked over to my mom. I'm like, we're done here.
He's got something undiagnosed. We think he's on the spectrum.
I was. They had to give me that. And I left immediately. I'm like, I don't need trophies that bad. I didn't know there was touching. I thought this was an individual endeavor. It's got to do with this person hanging on my shoulders. Get off me. So I left. I think my dad went to that too. But I just watched, I marveled at it before my sister and that dumb kid named Clifford. And those two were tap dancing geniuses. And every time they did anything, somebody gave them a ribbon or a trophy at the end of it. And I'm like, this is easy. I need these accolades.
Room's looking, my side of the room's a little empty.
Yeah, my side of the room was barren.
I got another ribbon.
And she hung everything. Of course she did.
Here's another. Can I use some of your room?
No. Click. Well, you got something in your eye there. You crying? Yeah, Dad. Stop. Stop it. What is that? Smells like bleach. Your mother and I were in the Oldsmo blowy. Yep. Oh, God. Who's the bastard who did that? Identify yourself.
Yeah, and text. Let us know who you are.
Ugh. Ugh. Disgusting. And then, of course, the other bad news for the weekend, that Lou Holtz, another speech impediment person, has the COVID, and he is a super spreader all by himself. Lou Holtz having, former Notre Dame coach, having the COVID is the worst possible. It's like having a 360-degree rotating sprinkler head with COVID. It would be like a rainbird of COVID.
Yep. This is insane. You guys just diagnosed me with COVID. I've got a huge speech over the weekend.
We've all got it now. Thanks, Lou. You spit on everybody.
Lou Holtz, you have to social distance from Lou Holtz from at least 60 feet away, not just 6, because my spit travels. And God forbid there's a breeze behind me, because then I can infect an entire town.
In the summer, you lay a tarp down 20 minutes, you got a nice water slide.
Right here. Oh, you kids can't, find a house for your slip and slide? Let me help out. I'm Lou Holtz. Just talking about Jesus Christ. Okay, there's your slide.
Keep going, Lou. Kids are loving it.
It's just the best thing ever. On a hot day,
whee!
Some of the African-American kids used to break me open and just play in my spray. I was on the street corners of Brooklyn. People thought I was a fire hydrant what broke.
Notre Dame did have a lot of recruits out of New York.
Yes, we did. I'd go to Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brady, and I'd just talk to the kids about their names and their upbringings and Jesus Christ and the Catholic University of Notre Dame in Indiana. And they'd be coated in my love.
You don't need that hydrant, kids.
We don't need the hydrant to open it all. Just get me going on a topic. Hey, man, this old man from Notre Dame feels good in the summertime.
Water breaks. Yeah. They just gather around Lou.
Do the thing from Mary Poppins again to make everybody supercalifragilistic. Catch me on the doses.
Oh, man. We're never going to. We're all cooled off. Thanks, Lou.
You the best.
That's right. See you in Notre Dame, kids, especially you fast African Americans. I want that one right there. I'm keeping him. He's quick. He's just dodging my spitballs. You can dodge my spitballs. You can dodge somebody from Michigan.
You did not want to miss a block or a play.
Good God.
You got up in your mug.
You also didn't want to play.
This week we've got University of Southern California.
Oh, Christ. This game can't end fast enough.
The Sun Devils of Arizona State.
USC.
Everybody was wearing those face shields back then. Nobody knew why. Now he's got COVID. So if you've even been in the same airport as Lou Holtz in the last 4 months, you've got COVID.
This is my bag here. Sorry, I coated the whole area in spittle.
The entire baggage carousel.
If they don't get to this soon, that's going to be a super spreader all by itself.
Your texter has identified himself.
Who is it?
I actually went to school with you, John.
Oh, no.
My first name is Cranston.
Cranston? I didn't go to a private school. Cranston? Cranston Munger?
Uh-oh. That's a bad.
That's the only one it can be. It's not. No, the other Cranston.
Come on. You answered your own question.
I don't know why I remember him, but I do, because his name was Cranston Munger. That's got to be it. And stop talking about my dad's jerk rags, you freak. I haven't seen you in 25 years at least. Do you remember him?
No, not at all.
I remember the name. I think we were in junior high together, too.
I think I'd remember that name.
Cranston Munger's a name no one forgets. That's one of those types of, oh, my God, I've killed everyone in the room. They've died of COVID immediately.
Cranston Munger.
Once you start talking like Lou Holtz, it's hard to stop.
Coach, everyone has fevers.
I just don't understand. What's going on? Scatter them in the room. I'll give a speech. I understand you're all feeling a little sick.
Coach, stop talking, man.
In fact, all of Notre Dame is falling ill. I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll fly to Atlanta for the CDC.
Dude, that Holt impression is spot effing on. Hilarious. Same guy.
He likes Rudy and he likes Holt.
Anyway, it's what I do. It is spot on. Brady, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I feel like I'm...
You know what? You feel like you're in the room
I'm
with him.
I'm on the field.
Because you know why? I look a little bit like him, too. That's right. At 48, I have the same exact facial features as Lou Holtz in his 80s.
Spray like a champion.
That's right. I used to say play like a champion, but now you don't want to touch that sign. Too many people have touched it. Look at it and give it your affection and then get onto the field and play football. Who's the last time you coached? The Gamecocks of South Carolina.
I think that,
it was
yeah.
the SC Gamecocks. Yeah. He still gives speeches, too, right? Well, not anymore. He's got the COVID. Hopefully Lou makes it through.
My dad went and saw him a while. I mean, that was, he said that for years.
He loved like, Lou's speech?
Yeah.
I would laugh too hard at Lou Holtz's speech where he started getting serious because that voice is not for public speaking.
I see Rudy Giuliani's hair bleeds. I didn't even know I had veins in my hair.
First three rows have tarps.
Do I have a blood feather? Is that what this is? I didn't even know. Can I pluck one of my hairs and die? This is going to be something I have to research.
When you go see him speak, it's like Gallagher, the first three rows.
Hey, Lou! Okay, everyone, it's the old spit-o-matic. It's called my mouth.
He doesn't have a sledgehammer over his shoulder. It's going to feel the same. I might as well make it look the same.
Cranston says, yeah, that's me, Rhodes and Dobson. Yeah.
Cranston Munger. I remember you. Because you have a name no one else on the planet has. God forbid you did it to your son and made him a junior.
Cranston is
the third.
Cranston Munger.
Cranston Lee Munger.
Gotta wonder what Cranston's doing. It's a great name. I didn't realize it back in the day. What an effete name that is. He's got to be like a biographer for one of the royals now, right? That's what you do when your name's Cranston Munger. It's like I'm writing a book about the prince's son.
Of course you are. You're Cranston Munger.
Yes. It's a new book from Prince Charles, also with Cranston Munger helping out. My faithful sidekick and trusted friend for years, Cranston Munger. That's a name that needs to be said with a British accent.
You get the card handed to you. Jiffy Lube. What?
I will say this, though, and I don't know if Cranston had a sister, but a girl with the last name Munger is destined for fat. You can't be a hot Munger girl. I'm dating that Munger girl.
Can't be hot despite your Mungery.
I couldn't do it. If I told you that, Brady, I met this girl. What's her name? Alicia Munger. The first thing you picture is a Sarlacc pit.
Well, she wouldn't have a nice name like Alicia.
No, that's true, too. Well, Cranston has a nice first name.
I guess so.
Penelope.
More regal.
Penelope
it'd be
Munger.
Regal. Yeah.
Bertha.
Dating someone called Penelope Munger? How big is she?
She's big, Brady. She's Munger big.
Gertrude Munger.
Gertrude, yeah. Bertie Munger. I don't know if Munger's got a sister or not, but I want to see her. I probably could if I got high enough on a building.
Is this him?
Is that Cranston Munger?
That's a Cranston Munger.
It's
I can't imagine
Cranston
there's,
Munger.
I can't
there's,
imagine
yeah.
there's there more than one.
Keeping it together, Cranston. Looking sharp, kid. Oh, look, he married a lady and made her a Munger.
He's good cabinets.
I remember Cranston was a nice guy. I liked him.
See if he's got a sister.
You're going to search her out.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if, we've got the family members listed.
This is what's awful about Facebook. I don't think I've seen this guy since high school. He was always really nice. I now remember Cranston. I don't know. You haven't been. Sorry, Cranston. You haven't been a thought of mine for a long time. But I hope he doesn't have a sister. Just Google search the word Penelope. Or
right. Good job locking down your Facebook, Cranston.
Yeah. Nice job. Anyway.
And now the
you.
Valley's looking at your Facebook
now everybody's
page.
Everybody's looking you up, buddy. Sorry about that. Anywho, it's 7:03. What do you got on the big board of musical treats this morning, Brett?
On the Action Ride Shop big board, we got Asking Alexandria Alone in a Room for Your Vacation.
Oh, God, how great does that sound? Am I the only person that feels that that's the best vacation you can have? I'm dealing with a lot of things where I thought I was normal and everyone wasn't, but this is normal to me. This is like a great – isolating is a trip. People always go, why don't you go anywhere on vacation? It's like I just sit in my house the whole time. I take a break from going out and seeing things. Like I like being – but like everybody says, oh, it's weird. I'm like, is it? It's a dream come true for me to go to a hotel room, stay. I don't even care if I leave the room.
I had it for 2 months almost.
You had COVID.
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily – plan.
No, but even afterwards, because you keep testing just out of safety.
Yeah.
Stay over there.
But didn't you love every second of it?
It was pretty good.
Amazing. Yeah. People always say you get bored. I think it would be great. I wouldn't. If I take a vacation, I want the resort to be nice because I don't really care what's outside. That's you know what? I know what's outside. People. And I try to avoid them.
And that's what Fitz did. He basically went to Vegas a couple weeks ago and just stayed in his room the entire time. Yeah. Brought his PlayStation with him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he played games.
Yeah. So, well, there's a whole series of electronics downstairs he could have toyed with, but it's cheaper his way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no issues with that. Oh, it just seems great. Now you're on your trip all by yourself. Yes. Yes.
What else we got here?
Watch Full Metal Jacket in your room.
Right.
Hatebreed, Killswitch Engage, Cannibal Corpse, Motley Crue, Nailbomb, and then Snot's song, Snot, oh,
that's it.
Would be probably appropriate for the last conversation yeah. we've
Winner.
Been having.
Rudy Giuliani's theme song from Snot. And who's the singer in this particular song?
That was Lynn Strait.
Well, yeah, but
the original. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's the one we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had
Tommy Vex jumped in, the guy from Bad Wolves.
That's it. Didn't Jesse Leach do it for a while?
No, that's Killswitch Engage.
Killswitch, that's yeah. right. Oh, my God. So many dead guys, so yeah. many guys getting fired, people moving all over. That's right. That's right. So it was the guy from Bad Wolves was the replacement?
The second singer.
No
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah. When they went back out on tour. They only had one album.
So that was before Bad Wolves, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
then he went out and did Bad Wolves yep. after he left Snot, and yep. Snot's done.
They do get stuff, together every right. once in a while, but.
They dried up.
Right. Thank you, Brady, for your pun.
Jeez.
Asshole. I hate that I laugh at it. I hate it so much that I laughed at that. Anyway, yeah. Well, what are you going to do? It's the worst. I got an email from a guy that says, you mentioned earlier this morning you wanted to be a grandpa, but, you know, you have to skip that whole parents part. How about this? Adopt Toledo. He'll take it. He wants a father figure in his life. And it's pretty apparent that his son is well on his way to being a they. And you can make fun of him for endless holiday seasons. That's not a bad idea. Maybe I should adopt my older son, older than me son, Richard. Toledo's a couple years on me.
Jesus, on a massage table.
What is going on with Aniston's hair?
Grandpa!
You know, I know your dad's older than me by a couple of years, but I got some wise words for you from my sage old days. You look like a twink.
Grandpa keeps calling me a twink.
Well, they's a twink.
Stop calling me they.
When are your balls going to drop?
You're a very judgy old man with your gender-specific ideas.
Yep. You know, because I'm a believer in science, like all you libs. It's funny how science goes out the window the second we're talking about your nutsack. Greta Thunberg comes along. Science, science, science. This kid's a boy, but he wants to be a girl. He thinks he's a they. Science is gone now.
Where's the little queer eye?
Yeah. Where's Carson Kressley? We can't have turkey until Carson sits down.
Come here, twink. Sit on grandpa's lap.
Sit down, twink. I'm sure you're just going to have a leaf of salad to say dainty for the boys.
You're the worst grandpa ever.
This is the best Thanksgiving ever.
Shut up and eat your quinoa.
Where?
Quinoa.
Your quinoa and kale. I'm having some Tang. It's what the astronauts drink. And eat. You're having quinoa and kale. Because it's what the twinks eat. You're going to grow into a real nice, strong twink.
And he can look back on the family Thanksgivings over the year and reflect.
I would love to go to Toledo's house as their grandpa for one Thanksgiving. Where's that lib teacher? Isn't she cooking? Oh, the cuck's cooking? Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Where'd you get this from?
Yeah. Lisa, I see you sitting there reading a magazine about how people should pay your salary other than the actual employers. Where's the cuck? Is he making turkey right now?
That would be the quickest Thanksgiving ever.
Oh, I go in guns blazing. I see you voted for Science Boy Joe. Good thing we're going to fix the environment. Now, how are we going to fix that boy of yours?
He identifies as a they.
Oh, does he now? Where's science now? I'm the party that doesn't believe in science. I'm one angry 48-year-old grandpa. Rich has to pull me aside. This was just a character you're playing. You're taking it too far. Oh, of course the cuck tells me I'm taking it too far.
You have to understand, he loves you.
All right, cuck. I'll take it easy on your lib family. You know, the sad thing is that's Thanksgiving in like 40% of American households right now. What is going on with your son? Dad? He's going through a phase. That phase includes chiffon.
That's why Gramps is usually by himself watching the Cowboys and Lions play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'll just go Archie
Bunker.
Just
bring him a plate.
I'll just do the whole bunker.
Jeez, over here, meathead. What's going on with the cuck? What are you doing to the boy?
I tell you right now, over there, that kid in that dress is making me nervous.
You're going to have to leave, Mr. Holmberg.
I get out when I want to go.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.